You're live.
Oh. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the It's Been Forever podcast. I'm Kiara.
I'm Casey.
And I am Meredith.
Wow.
I just wanted to be dramatic.
I know. Always do. Well, it has been forever.
Did you hear when I blew my nose?
Yeah. A little bit.
Sorry.
It's okay. That was cute.
Wait, you guys, should I go orange or pink for my hair next?
Orange.
Oh, orange.
Orange, but like copper.
Like redhead?
Okay, then like red. Say that say because redhead, orange is different than what you just said.
Orange? Like neon
I think
orange?
Of like the
highlighter.
Wiggles.
Okay, no, yeah. Not that. Okay, like copper.
That's fine.
Is that
fine?
Cool.
That's great.
That's fine. I like that, but don't ever say
I
that
also
again.
I loved
though.
Your pink.
I know it washed.
I loved
so
your pink,
fast.
But it just didn't last. Yeah,
I'd say copper. I want you to do. I want you to do copper because I want you to switch it up. I love when you do hair transformations and it's
I
time
know.
For something you haven't done before.
I want that purple. Do like a lilac.
I know.
Honestly, have you ever thought about it?
Have you considered
blue?
I have. Considered
okay, wait.
Purple.
Have you thought about blonde though? Maybe.
wait. Hold on.
What about brown.
Hold on.
Hold the phone.
Have you thought about gray?
Silver fox.
I actually did go like silver once, but it was more of an accident. And I said never again. I look unwell.
Wait,
some
when?
People, this was like right before COVID, actually. I think she was trying to do like a light purple, like a silvery metallic-y kind of vibe. But then
do you guys remember that era of the purple shampoo? Let's not go back. I mean, I had nothing to do with it and couldn't, but like, let's not go back.
Gosh. Well, you know what? One thing I couldn't do if I were in a coma would be probably to dye my hair. So that's unfortunate. And a kind of segue to our topic today.
Kind of.
I was like, how do I make this fit?
It works.
We have a fun little episode for you guys. Things I would need if I were in a coma. And I'm just curious how many of you guys out there also have this list in your phone, because I know you guys are just thinking like, oh my gosh, yeah, if I were ever in a coma, what would I need?
Mm-hmm.
I just know you're thinking about that. So this
Absolutely.
Is your time to shine. So we're going to just go down the list and talk about a couple things that we think, which when I was thinking about this, I did have a question for ChatGPT, and I want to know what you think it said. As a woman, does your period stop when you're in a coma? Like,
no.
What happens?
No.
And it doesn't.
Your body
okay.
resumes as normal. Nothing
well,
has changed.
And it does, but like,
well,
isn't that kind
it does,
of weird?
I wonder if it's not as often because there's so many weird, you know, like when there are sudden changes in your body.
Yeah.
Like when I started a new job, it like didn't happen. Like I was late because my body was adjusting.
Can
to
I
the
tell you guys something
demand.
Crazy?
Yeah.
You can deliver a baby when you're in a coma. Your
what?
Body can deliver
yeah.
a baby.
They
I
used
not
to
that.
Do that. Actually, they used
yes.
to put
they
women
would put
in...
women to sleep
yes.
and then yes.
So it was called a what was it called? Do you remember what it was called? It was like
coma
a
coma induced labor?
No, it was some like dream
I don't know.
Dream labor or something like that.
Wait, what would be the point of that? Like would it help
so that the
protect
woman didn't like experience
her?
It, didn't feel
I don't
it?
Know.
And supposedly, like, your body is more relaxed.
So what is my birth plan? Get in a coma. Pre-birth.
Yeah. No, like,
there
if you
ask... There
was
a point in time, though, where people were giving birth and doing all weird science-y
yeah.
things.
If you ask some older adults, like, our parents' generation, there are some of them who were born from that type of... Like, their moms had that type of labor. Like,
that's crazy.
Generation. Isn't that wild?
I actually didn't know that.
Knows.
You could
yeah.
do that. Which
yeah, your body will literally
I don't
naturally
think they'll
push
let you
out
now,
the baby.
But yeah.
But like there was a lady who was in a coma and she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they kept her That's alive wild. Enough just so that the baby could continue to live, which
yeah.
is very sad. But the body her body literally delivered the child.
It's insane.
Wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you can give birth, yeah, heck yeah, your period is still resuming as
yeah.
normal.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Mary, do you want to kick off this one?
I would love to.
And I also just want to make sure that we are snaking again because I know it went super well last time.
No, last week was so hard for us.
No snaking. We're going in order. Let's
kidding.
Go in alphabetical order. So, Casey, how about you go first?
Oh, okay. Sure. Okay. So, when I am in a coma in this fictitious scenario, I don't know. Is that right?
Fictitious, not fictitious.
I was going to just go with that.
I couldn't actually. My ears are so plugged from being on this cold that I can't quite hear myself when I talk. Mm. So I couldn't tell what I emphasized and what I didn't. So I carried on. Fictitious? Yes. That's correct, right?
Yes. You could also say fictional.
Okay. Anyway, that's this better. Made up scenario where I'm in a coma. Mm-hmm. It's very, very important that I have my music playing. Mm. It's very important that somebody monitors my playlist, and that person is not my husband. We don't have the same taste in music. Okay. I don't want to listen to any of this music. So I might assign either one of you to just make sure that we're keeping,
Is this a Spotify playlist?
This is Spotify, okay, of course.
Duh.
Okay.
I might be not coherent, but I'm not stupid. So
you're like, Kiki, get the Apple playlist out of here.
I will wake up from my coma just to tell you that and then go back to my coma. So we have a blend. I don't know if you guys have this on Spotify, but you as listeners, not you guys.
Yeah.
We have a blend playlist where it combines all of the music that we listen to, all the music like individually, and then it combines all of it together in one big playlist, and then we can listen to it. So it's like kind of gives you an insight of what you guys are up to, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I like it.
But I need really good music playing constantly, because I have heard when you're in a coma, you can kind of hear stuff sometimes.
Right. You're like, and a what little I there.
Don't want to be hearing is bad music.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
That is good.
Alphabetical order.
Keek, that's you.
K-L-M. Yeah, me. One thing, gotta have my VAS. Gotta have my Vaseline.
I'm sorry.
She means her Vaseline, you guys.
Say the full word. She means Vaseline. Say the full word, please.
Nope. Vaseline.
Gotta have my Vas. Hey, you should scan that on Yuka and see what that's like. I hear a bunch of stuff these days about how bad Vaseline actually is.
Oh, no, I'm scared. Don't touch that stuff. I'll tell you that. I don't touch it.
I don't think I want to know. Out of sight, out of mind a little bit.
I think everything for each person is a little bit different in that realm, you know? So I think you're good.
Oh, okay.
What? I was like,
in the realm? Yeah, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? It works for you. Use back. It.
Yes, it works thank for you. Music. And it does. And so I expect you guys to put a little bit on my lips so they don't get cracked.
I actually, how about I put them on my lips first and then.
You're so that's the most Meredith comment I've ever heard in my life.
As soon as you said actually, I knew what you were going to say.
You're so you. It's crazy.
And you know what, Mayor? You have my permission.
Yes. With tongue?
Yeah, so Vaseline, I need that in my life daily, so I know I'm going to need it in a coma.
There you go.
Cool.
I need teeth whitening strips, like, every other day.
Okay.
Just so that when I wake up, I dazzle the hot doctor that's taking care of me.
I actually do always wonder how people's teeth look after that. Yeah. And I bet it's not good.
So like, please brush in there. My teeth with my Sonicare. And then put some whitening strips on, please.
Okay, cool. Dental hygiene is going to be
because
at
also
its
you
highest.
Know how you if you use them too much, you get kind of that little like zing in your gums, like it kind of hurts. But if you're in a coma, maybe you want that zing, and then you'll wake up. So
okay,
that might be
like
good.
Twofold, okay, cool.
Twofold, yep.
So I'm going right because I need my favorite foods run under my nose so I can get a whiff. Specifically pho. I need the broth to just be underneath my nose a little bit so I can catch a whiff. I need to catch a whiff of like my breads, you know, my sourdough breads. I need someone to come and just make sure like they keep me in the loop with just really good food by just putting it under my nose.
Yeah. Yep.
So
that's good.
That's important to me. Kira, you are second.
Me. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I am
so
well.
snaking so hard, huh?
I know.
You go
I
second
know.
And
I know. It's like in my mind, it's like we're following the order of what I'm seeing and it's not. And then I got confused. But okay. The next one, I need somebody to be writing down like major things that have happened.
Say shut coma. Up. Literally that one. That's one of mine.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
Oh, wow. Cute. We have the same
Well, crap.
Brain.
Let me scramble really quick to come up with another one.
Honestly, yeah, that is smart.
But you know what I mean? I'm like, if I say I'm in a 10-year coma, I need to know who was president. Mm-hmm. I need to know who died. I need to know what celebrity got married. I need to know like the name of my brother's other five kids, you know, obviously like family things and then like major like life things or
the
like
slang just, you missed out on.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. What's in, what's out. Literally little shout out to our last episode.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of Winston when he came back from playing international basketball and he's just like
in
soaking
Latvia.
In.
Yeah. Yes.
Soaking it in.
Double rainbow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's going to be me.
That is good.
That's so good, Kira.
Thanks. Yeah. I would like a professional cleaner / organizer to come to my house and make sure it's ready for me to come home.
Mm. Oh,
so,
I like
and
that.
And since they won't know when I'm going to wake up, like monthly, that would probably be good.
So just like a house cleaner then?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. That exact thing. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Yep.
Perfect.
I like that a lot.
I like that. I need someone to come by and just put like a few drops of coffee in my mouth. Like with a little like beaker.
A little beaker, yeah.
Because obviously you can't give me too much because I can't swallow. But I just need to get a little a little bit just to put on my taste buds so that I just can get that, you know, I need that. And
what
an
if I drink it
shot.
First and then? Okay, I'm all done. I'm all done.
And like specifically an espresso shot. That's what I want. I don't want like here's some brewed coffee from the from the lounge in the brew me a fresh shot, preferably in my room. Then I can also smell the aroma.
Yeah. And you need to sniff that.
Just a little bit in my mouth.
Just a little mouth. You want to wake up being like, I don't forget what a good latte tastes like.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, that's fair. My next one is I need somebody to be monitoring who is coming in and out of my room. I need a bodyguard, essentially. I don't want to have any bad vibes. I don't need my fourth grade best friend to be like, oh my gosh, Kiki's in a coma. I need to go and see... Not that they would, but I need it to be a tight ship. I
the real ones
be
only.
Tight ship.
The real ones only. Maybe I'll even make a list, a pre-coma list. These are the people that I would want in the room.
I like it.
And if you didn't make the list, I'm so sorry. That was her, like, those were her wishes. Mm-hmm. And now she's in a coma. She doesn't know what's happening. So you cannot go in. I need the, like, energy to be good. I do not want anybody coming in bringing negativity or drama. Even in my subconscious, we don't want the drama. We need it to be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that. Mm-hmm. I like it.
My next one is similar to Casey's first one, except this is psycho. I need a podcast in my AirPods, but music playing in the room.
Yeah, you're a psycho.
Okay.
So that way there's a nice environment for people. Or like if my AirPods die, then there's something to listen to that's backup. Like the ambiance is good, but I'm also entertained by the podcast. It's in my ears.
Mm.
And it's for me. The podcast is just for me. I need my introvert time in my coma.
Okay.
Because the coma isn't enough.
Yeah, the coma isn't introverted enough.
Okay. Correct. I need to be left alone with my thoughts.
It isn't enough that you're literally only alone with yourself for years on end. Got it.
Yep.
Okay. I really need some date nights with my husband.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's so sad.
I need him to I know it was horrible. I mean, the whole segment's terrible.
I know it is. I'm just envisioning like Bryce.
So Bryce is going to come in. He does have to hold my hand even though he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to. And he has to just like sit there and talk to me like everything is fine.
Mm.
And, like, he can't act like I'm not in a coma.
Mm.
Or he can't act like I am in a coma. Yeah. Like, he has to just totally have a conversation. Like, he just got home from work and he's just telling me what's going on. Yeah. And I need that at least twice a week.
Mm. I love that. That's a good one. I need that anyways. I'm going to write that down.
That's actually really cute.
And you have to hold hands. I always say this. Bryce has said this for years. I'm like, let's hold hands and stare into each other's eyes. Because we just need that connection time. It's very important. he doesn't like it, and he doesn't like that I say it. Or
is it like 10 minutes of uninterrupted eye contact?
No, it's honestly probably like 20 seconds. That's probably as much as he can stand. But yeah. Anyway.
That's cute. Mine would be, my request is that the Sunday service choir and featuring Kanye West would come in once a month.
That would be good.
And they would just sing their whole album, specifically the that one, top to bottom. So I am listening. I'm worshiping in my subconscious. And like everyone also gets to enjoy it. So it's like a free concert. So I'm really being selfless.
It's going to be really hard to keep a tight ship of who's coming to visit if you got Kanye West and the Sunday choir coming, though.
That's even more of a challenge for my bodyguard, because I only I only want the choir, Kanye, you guys and your husbands and kids, my immediate family, a couple other friends. That's about it. Kanye can be really close to me. Kanye can be actually singing directly to me. And then just like the choir in the background. So
do you want the full choir or like just like a maybe a little small ensemble?
Minimum 10.
Okay.
Max 30. So they are going to fill the room. Yeah.
My room PR tiny desk concert.
Coma concert.
Coma concert. My room is going to be big enough for that. So that's actually going to be the stipulation, is small enough that it's, again, tight ship, big enough that the choir can fit in there with no extra bodies. I don't need another nurse. Honestly, get the nurses out. Get any medical staff out of the room for the sake of the choir.
Yeah. Why are they even there in the first place?
I don't know.
Leave. You're fine. I'm in a coma. Fine.
I'm breathing.
Literally fine.
Yep.
Athletic greens in my feeding tube. I want to wake up healthy, and I want to wake up snatch. Maybe add some liposuction while you're at it too.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm already laying there recovering. Let's do a procedure.
Yeah, might as well. You're like, this is the work I want to get done while I'm under.
I want to wake up and be like, years. Oh my gosh, beauty sleep.
Yeah.
Legitimate beauty sleep.
Yeah, wake up, you're like, that's what I looked like?
Yeah.
If I'm not saying that.
I need someone to come in and do my hair and nails.
Yeah.
I just I know like nurses like do, I think just like basic, but I'm talking like the next level. Someone needs to come in and brush my hair. I have the type of hair that like, if you don't do something to it and like run your fingers through it or like, you know, comb every once in a while, it will tangle. Mm. So I need somebody to be on it, preferably, making sure that I have like just my, you know, my standard middle part, and then splitting it in the back so that when people come in, like I have a nice like curl set in the front or whatever. Yeah. And then my nails, they don't have to necessarily be like done up like crazy, but I do want to look like I want to look like I care about my nails.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know what's going on. And honestly, don't necessarily care about my feet as much, but maybe I could get a pedicure in a coma, you guys, because I'm so ticklish, you know. I've never had a pedicure in my life, but maybe this could be the time I get a
pedicure. Never in your life? Yeah.
Never in my life. Oh. If anyone touched my feet, I'd kick them in the face, and I'm not kidding. So maybe I could do that. TBD. If I start TBD. Kicking my feet,
yeah, and we change know you're
my
alive.
Mind. Change my mind. Or just a nice cozy pair of socks, I guess, would do if the pedicure is not working out for me. But I wanna look like maintained. I don't necessarily need makeup. I just want to make sure that my hair looks good.
Yeah.
I love that. I want someone to get rid of my debt while I'm in the coma. Oh. I'm working hard staying alive. So I would love it if not only the money that it will cost to have been in the coma, get rid of that somehow, some way. Mm-hmm. But then this is assuming this is pre, you know, being done with my debt. I want to wake up and just to be like, I've worked hard staying alive. I don't want to have to pay $40,000 to college or this much to my car. Like, I want to wake up and have a new life, have a fresh life, have no burdens.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Somebody just erase you from like who you were.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe give me a new social security number. Give me
should
something.
Should we just fake your death instead?
Yeah, maybe. This actually, yeah, I was going to say, this actually sounds like,
how about
you
just
know what?
Cut that cord and.
Should we just
a Denny
over?
Duquette situation?
Denny Duquette.
But then I come back to life.
Yeah, yes.
That's all.
I think my last one, and this feels anticlimactic to end on, but give me a good hydrating face mask at least once a day.
Because
I know
okay.
I'm going to be dry.
That's good. Yeah.
Hospital air is dry. I'm going to be like crusty.
And there's
crab.
So many like chemicals like cleaning around you. And that's so good, Mare.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about my skin routine, and that's so important.
Yes.
Yeah, that is good.
No, that's really good.
She's going to have white teeth and a fresh face.
Guys, I want to wake up and be pretty.
And be snatched.
Wait, okay, so actually, though, like, I know you guys haven't watched the Uglies movie yet, but, like, actually, that's what you're basically describing.
Ooh,
is
so becoming a pretty. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm going to be
so pretty. Are you saying we're ugly?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Perfect.
Oh, God, I got it.
You guys are actually really ugly.
Awesome.
Honesty hour.
If I'm rubber and you're glue. Okay. Wait, was that the end of them, right?
It was the end.
Okay, I didn't want to cut anyone off.
No.
Okay. No, that was good.
I'm done.
Okay, we do have an email in the inbox that I want to read for you guys.
Yeah.
It is from Colleen Kaufman. Her subject is, I love you guys, !
Which just like, wow, thank you.
Like, I'm honored that you love us.
I know.
And that
like
you listen.
I feel like you're not allowed to love us. I feel like no one's allowed to
get
love
out.
Us.
Who are we?
Oh, whoa. I don't know if I go that far. I'm pretty lovable, so. Nope. No response? Okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No, okay. You are.
You like
she starts
paused.
Off.
You were streaming paused for a second.
Yeah,
so
you were frozen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I believe you. Yeah. Okay, her email starts, hey, ladies, I'm Colleen. I'm sure you don't know me, except maybe Meredith. Fun fact, I used to clean for her mom, Gina, which she did.
Well, so she can clean
she
for
great
you
job.
When you're in a coma.
Oh, my gosh.
There
perfect. Colleen,
go.
You're hired.
Okay, Colleen.
Do you also whiten teeth?
Do you brush hair? Do you do nails?
She says, she quickly became a very dear friend. I'm a mama to 5, 3 here on earth, 2 in heaven. They're 4, 3, and almost 7 months. Taylor
okay.
was born on June 19. Hey.
Hey.
Very similar ages.
Basically the same birthday. I mean.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Very close. Your podcast has gotten me through some very lonely days of motherhood. And I just want to say, keep doing what you're doing. I look forward to a new episode every Wednesday.
Stop.
That was such a sweet email.
Wait, that was a sweet one. I thought you were going to roast us in there or
no,
give us a pointer, but it was just kind.
No, it was just nice. I'll take
Wait,
it. Thanks,
guys,
Colleen.
Is that the first like straight up nice email we've ever received?
I think so.
Probably.
We don't deserve it.
We don't deserve it.
Thank you so much for writing that in.
That was so nice.
Sweet. You're giving us a little confidence boost right now.
Yeah, thank you, Colleen. Thanks, Colleen.
That was super
Thanks,
kind.
Colleen.
Are you fine with brushing my hair, Colleen? Is that okay with you?
I think she said yes.
Colleen, okay. Can you contact Kanye for me to have him come and
can
sing?
Coordinates for Sunday.
Do you know any good
PM?
Bodyguards?
Yes.
Yeah, for as much as you're trying to get out of debt, Kira, you're actually like accruing like a ton.
Actually, Connie's going to come for free. Connie's going to come for free because he feels bad. This is his passion charity project.
Yes.
Lowly
like,
girl.
How are you paying your bodyguard?
My sugar daddy is.
Oh.
He.
I love it.
The guy that. Yeah. That's
your
actually how I
your
got.
Your doctor is your sugar daddy.
Yes. Thank you. I was like trying to like. Make
yeah,
a story
you,
and it wasn't
it.
Coming to me
I can,
my dog
you know what you know what we're gonna move on to Mary you. Brings Down the Mood
okay
back.
And scene
and
thank you
okay Mary take it away
okay this one is pretty similar to what we've already been doing so I'm gonna say it and if you guys are like nah save it for another one we can wait to do it for another one if you had 5 people in your entourage non-friends who would they be? So I'm thinking like I would have like a nail tech follow me around. Like if I was like touring around doing things.
Okay.
I want a nail tech.
I was like entourage, entourage. I know, yes. I know that word, need, like, but what entourage. Is entourage?
I need like an esthetician.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay. 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 Ooh, I,
you
know
I,
what I mean?
Can
okay.
I just okay. like have somebody yes. who does just, like a lot of things at this, like, no. or do I have to sure. have like, okay.
Sure.
No, like you need five though, different.
Well, yeah, that's also, I feel like a lot of ours are going to overlap. So maybe we can just throw out some.
Wait, how about we completely throw out your entire thing?
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Awesome. I'm just great. Kidding.
Okay.
What if we did like five like celebrities that we would want in our ooh, entourage?
Okay. I like this. Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know any celebrity masseuses. Because I wanted a masseuse.
Hey, well, Justin Bieber. Around. Justin Bieber will be your masseuse. How's that? That's
easy.
The best.
Thank you, Bieber.
Easy. Thank you, Bieber. Thank you, Bieber.
Bieber masseuse.
Bieber masseuse. Okay, I just watched an interview with Timothy Chalamet, and he's kind of funny. I'd have him.
Okay, he's funny.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I don't know much about
one.
Him.
Yes. That was a good one, Mare.
Yeah.
I'm doing Tori Kelly because duh, and I said duh. It first. So you
and I said it
him.
First.
Okay. Mine's Chance the Rapper. He's actually my masseuse. He's number one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Okay. Wait. Let's actually assign what they do in our entourage.
Okay. Okay. I love
masseuse.
Okay. Okay.
Everywhere. Yeah, that's fine.
Tori Kelly does my hair.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Timothy Chalamet, he's just kind of sitting there.
He's more emotional
he's
support,
jester.
Maybe.
He's my jester.
I love
aww.
It. I love it. Okay. Okay. Chance is your masseuse. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's yep. not your turn, but I'm glad you're ready.
Oh, okay.
Are we snaking it?
We're not snaking it. It's not your turn, Kira. I got so much freaking flack for the snake.
I'm ready. Whose turn is it?
Do you want to snake it
whose
then?
Whose turn is it?
It's yours, Mare.
Mine?
Oh.
Yeah, because oh, Kira okay, just sorry, went.
Okay. I didn't know I was first. I'm not ready, Kira. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh. I guess we're snaking.
I guess we're snaking. My second one is Harry Styles.
And he
and as I'm going around, he's actually going to just help me write songs. We're actually going to create a band together.
Oh.
And my entourage. So that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
So you're getting masseuse by Chance the Rapper and Harry Styles is writing songs.
And seducing, but yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's
interesting. Hey, I thought of mine, so I'm going to go back to me.
What the frick? Fine, go. I don't even
Taylor
care.
Taylor Swift, but for the purposes of like PR.
So okay. she's like PR team?
She's
your PR consultant?
PR team.
She's
my
PR
like,
consultant.
She's my like marketing PR. Kay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good one. I am going to choose. Can I pick someone who's dead?
Yeah.
Michael MJ? Jackson.
Yeah.
He's coming along.
Yeah.
He's alive though.
So yeah, I know you're
might
right.
still
you're
be
right.
alive.
He's alive. And we are going to we're gonna write music together as well. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Perfection.
So and we're just going to like talk about like creativity and music. And we're just like, that's all we're doing all day. And Tori's just braiding my hair. And
yeah.
Mm. Tori's braiding your hair. Tori's braiding your hair.
I mean, she's involved as well, but like, you know, she's braiding my hair.
She's there.
Yeah, she's not there helping you write music. She's just braiding your hair.
Mm.
She's like, wow, you guys are really good musicians.
I'm like, you're Tori Kelly.
I wish I knew how to do that.
She can sing with her mouth closed.
No.
Good Lord.
That's funny. Okay. I think I'm going to do two at once because they kind of are a combo.
Okay.
Have you guys ever watched any like Good Mythical Morning?
No.
On like YouTube? No. Do you know who like Rhett and Link are?
No. Yeah. Wait.
Yes.
Haven't they been around for like ever?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. They're funny.
Yes. They're like, they have like this YouTube show.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
actually
yeah,
has
yeah.
gotten pretty big now. Mm-hmm. But I
would,
think I would have
both of
them.
You would know them if you saw them, Kara. Totally.
Because they're on TikTok too. You've probably seen them on there. But I would have both of them because they have good banter. They would just kind of
yeah,
be
yeah,
like,
they're real
entertainment,
funny.
Comedy. Yeah.
They're funny. Mm. Okay, cool. So at this point, you have who?
Now I
just
have
remind us.
Timothée Chalamet, Taylor
yeah.
Swift,
yeah.
Rhett, and Link.
Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I do recognize them.
I am going to throw somebody in out of like left field, and I am bringing in Theo Vaughn.
I was going to say him. Okay. Yeah.
He's just going to make us laugh. And so funny. Like me, Michael Jackson, Tori Kelly, and Theo Vaughn. We are just freaking having a good time. Wait,
so you're Timothy Chalamet's interview with him was the one that I saw. Did you?
No, I didn't see that.
It's so funny. At one point, Theo Vaughn asked him, he's like, "You got a roommate?"
And oh, wait, no, I did see
the idea
I did see
of him asking Timothy Chalamet if he has a roommate is crazy.
That's gold.
But he's so humble. He was like, "Nah, man, I got, you know, I live by myself." I'm like, I don't know. It was funny. Like this A-list celebrity.
And I just am obsessed with like the things he says. They're just so random and they're so funny. And he just like, I don't know if he's being serious or not. And I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. He's funny.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm honestly blanking on like every celebrity ever right now. You might have to come back to me.
It's okay.
Okay.
And if you only have three, that's okay.
Then you don't have a full entourage, but that's too bad.
Yeah.
I think I only have Chance. I only have Chance and Harry right now. I'm trying to think of a female.
Do you want a girl? Like, do you want to, do you want like a girl?
Do you want like Selena to like do your makeup?
With like her Rare Beauty and stuff?
With her Rare Beauty blush.
I got her Rare Beauty blush. Maybe Hailey, actually. I think.
Hailey Bieber with Rode. That would be solid.
Yeah, I might do that. And then she can do my skincare.
I thought Justin was on your entourage, but he's not. I guess they're. They're
well,
together.
He's
Haley's
not.
Justin and Selena together. Could you imagine?
I'm gonna do Haley, but she's gonna bring Justin and Jack. So they're a package deal, anyways. But it's mainly Haley for the skincare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yep.
I'll go because Mary, you only have one left.
Yep.
I think I'm gonna bring. I think I'm gonna do two people here.
Okay.
Oh, wait. But then I'm out. Am I out? I'm out then. If I bring two people, I'm out.
I think it's okay. Ugh. I'll allow it.
No. You're done after these
Keith
two.
He can have one less and you can have one more.
No.
Wait, well, because you couldn't think of one.
But I will.
No, never mind. I changed my mind. I'm not going to do those. Maybe. Oh, I'll just say it. Okay, I want to bring Phineas and Billie Eilish.
Okay.
But I realize that me and Michael are already writing songs, but Tori's still braiding my hair, and Theo Vaughn's just in the corner cracking jokes. But now we're all
Billie Eilish
and Michael Jackson.
And Michael Jackson.
Guys,
the songs we would write.
What a combination.
My bad.
No, and they're coming.
Tori Kelly can never.
No. I mean, she's Theo Vaughn like, absolutely just perfecting braiding my hair.
Just twisting your hair together.
She's like, I just finished braiding it. We're going to redo it. Do it again.
I think it's I have so to bring them. I'm really liking
that's a
my
stack
entourage.
Team. That's yeah, a, stack team.
A stack team. Mine is so hodgepodge. I feel like I need a physical trainer with me too. Who could be my physical trainer? Mm. Maybe Ryan Gosling.
Okay. Oh, like pre that's or post one. Plastic surgery.
Like I'm thinking Ryan Gosling, like Crazy Stupid Love era.
Oh, that is the best era.
Okay.
That is the best era.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm also picking Michael Jackson era after he just wrote Thriller, the album.
Okay. That's important for this entourage.
Yeah.
Entourage. Tori with brown hair also, not blonde.
Okay. Recent Tori. Because I was going to say Chad Michael Murray, but like in the Another Cinderella Story era.
Not another. It's Cinderella Story.
Sorry. I always say that
another
wrong.
Is Selena Gomez.
Drew Seeley.
I always.
Which
Seeley.
Also
it's
is
the
not
opposite.
Also, that one I watched.
It's really not
that one, actually.
That one, actually, I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
Tomorrow. I'm watching
it. I think
it.
I'm
going to
watch it
all
tonight.
Rewatch.
Also, the mirror
okay, well, I'm not
scene.
Watching it tonight.
You know the mirror scene?
Oh, it's so good.
Yes.
Why is it so good?
And
so
also
so
for no good. Reason.
Her demeanor the whole time is exactly how I want actresses to be in movies when there's some sort of conflict.
Yes.
She couldn't be bothered.
She could.
Perfect.
She couldn't be bothered.
Honestly, it might
watch
be her
that?
Best. I don't know. But
me
it
neither.
Might be her best acting performance.
I bet you could
I'm
on
sorry,
Disney+.
But
I was going to say, when you find a case, let us know because it's going to be midnight. So I'll be watching it
you got it.
Later.
Yeah.
But Anyway, from that era, Chad Michael Murray, because I just it's need him era. As like eye candy, but then also to feed me lines from the movies, and then I'm just gonna enjoy that. Like, it's
Chad, can you
be...
just say I'm throwing like some I dreamed out. I'm throwing away yours. Can you just say that for me
yes.
again?
Yes. Oh, like so this good. Episode that
it's ASMR.
It's ASMR.
Chad, give ASMR. Me a line.
He's really Chad GPT.
I was just gonna say.
Oh
that.
My gosh.
Wait, okay. Oh, I'm almost done. I have one more.
I do have one more.
I have, I thought of my fifth one.
Chance the Rapper.
Chance, thank you. Who else do I have? I have another guy. Well, Haley.
Harry Styles.
Chance,
oh,
Harry.
Oh, yeah, Harry.
Haley.
Yeah.
And who did I just say?
Chad Michael Murray.
Chad.
CMM.
And then I'm just going to throw in my guy, J.P. Sachs.
Yes.
Because I need to.
No, as your boyfriend.
No other reason. He's there for me and me alone. but, you know, I also feel like he could oddly be really good at, like, doing nails. So I think he's going to come.
Oh.
And he's going to be doing my nails.
Okay. I love that.
Okay. He's going to be my nail tech.
He has good jewelry. He could probably like loan jewelry. You some and stuff.
I feel like he has painted his nails before, like black or
probably.
Something.
Probably.
Yeah. That
so that's
me.
Kind of like tracks, right? Yeah. So that's why I'm like, out of all of them, him and Harry, I feel like both like do their nails. Between the two of them, my nails are going to be done. In my entourage.
I love
and that's
that.
It. That's my team. That's my roster.
Yeah. Wow. Guys.
That was fun. That was
I
a good
really
one.
Like my team.
That was
just
going to
be dreaming about her team.
I'm going to have a dream tonight. I hope they're all in it.
I can't wait to hear the songs that come out of your dream.
Oh, me too. Actually, out of all of them, going to be comedic gold. Theo's just there.
So like Theo's
going to
be in the corner and be like, guys, have you thought about adding...
blank racist comment because
yes.
I feel like he always
yeah,
just
yeah.
Them up, and
he's
like,
just
going to
call
that?
Michael Jackson a brother the whole time.
I know. Are you? Wait.
Yeah.
Can I call you that? Can I still call you that?
Yeah.
Guys.
Oh, that's good.
And then also Phineas is actually low-key kind of funny.
Yeah.
And he's also chronically online, so he like gets every reference ever done. And Billy is a hardcore Viner, so I can quote any
Vine
to her.
Okay.
So this is really going to work out. She also loves The Office. It's her favorite show.
Oh, great.
Perfect.
Great team.
And Tori.
Tori's just Tori.
She's only
perfect.
There to break hair.
Can
she's
you imagine?
Just perfect.
You guys, can you literally imagine?
You're like, Tori.
Tori, we don't really need anything from you right now.
Like,
I can't even
call
say
your
it. Call. I can't even
you,
say
yeah,
it as a joke.
Yeah, don't say it. She might be listening and be getting heartbroken right now.
Tori, you're amazing.
Tori, we love
if
you.
Anyone should be kicked out of the entourage right now. I think it's me. I don't think
I'm
holding
your
up my
entourage.
End.
You're like, you know what? You guys got it from here.
Okay. Funny.
Wow.
Oh,
was,
I liked that.
That was great. Wow. Thank you
that
guys
was good.
So much
yeah.
for listening. New episodes come out every Wednesday. Tell us. Whose entourage is best? I know it's mine, but just tell us.
Oh my gosh.
Who's you think is best? We'll post our entourages on Instagram on our stories. So just be looking out for that. Kiara, I am envisioning a beautiful collage. I'm in the center. And
I'm seeing it.
Okay.
As well.
So as long as you're seeing that vision, I need you to make it happen for me. Wow. Oh my gosh. I really hope I have a dream about these people tonight. But anyway, write us an email. We'd love to hear from you at itsbeenforeverpod@gmail.com. Send us a DM. We're on Instagram. We are on TikTok if it's still there at this point. I'm not sure because we're doing this in the past. LOL Facebook. I don't know. We never get on there. So if you've ever messaged us on there, don't, I guess. It's a waste of your time. Maybe. I don't know if you guys ever checked.
Nope.
Do we even know?
Not at all.
Nope.
I think we have 3 followers, and I think it's all of us.
Awesome.
So
maybe my mom. Maybe we'll just let the Facebook
mom.
One just die.
Facebook
yeah,
is just
that's
there.
Fine.
So
hey,
find us
you
on
know what?
There.
Instagram.
Find us on the
you
other
know
one.
What? I don't think we're going to mention it again.
No, I don't think we need
so that
to.
That was probably the last time.
Yeah.
Okay? That was probably the last time. I think we're going to get our YouTube channel up and running at some point.
Oh,
I don't know. I just said that, you guys, and I thought I wanted to see how you were going to react.
I said, oh, that's, yeah, okay.
Oh,
Yeah. If so, then I need to fix my face a lot of the time. So maybe that's a goal for 2026. Be on the lookout.
Maybe we can cut that because it seems like we're kind of like.
I'm
not gonna lie. This whole outro.
The whole outro.
Can I say something? I feel like our last four outros have been like, "We're here," and they last really long. Like even when I'm listening to them, I'm like, "Okay, the episode is over," but there's like 2 minutes left in this. You know what I mean?
What do we?
Am I the only one who thinks that?
I am always editing these in delusion, so I really don't know.
Okay.
I'm gonna include all of this. To make sure that it's really long.
Perfect.
You're a bitch.
You're
sorry.
Hey,
sorry.
No swearing. Swearing is out.
Last week.
It's out.
My bad.
I don't know. Maybe I'll keep it. Who knows?
All that to say, we love you guys. Be on the lookout for new episodes every Wednesday. And follow us so you get notified on when they drop at midnight. So we love you guys. See you next week. And that's all.
Yay.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.